Israeli jets bombed a military base in central Syria last night, killing several pro-Iranian fighters. Israel generally refuses to confirm news reports about these sorts of military operations, but the attack last night appears to be the first Israeli strike against Iranian allies since the U.S. killing of Iran's top military commander, Qasem Soleimani. The animosity between Iran and Israel, it's nothing new, and it creates real anxiety for Iranian Jews who live in Israel. As Naomi Zeveloff reports from Tel Aviv, they find themselves caught in the middle of a conflict between two homelands.
In South Tel Aviv, customers file into the Shamshiri restaurant for a late afternoon lunch. The owner, Avi Khanasov, lists off the items on the menu.
Persian food, gome sabzi, chelo kebab, juje kebab, khoreshte musamabadim jum, khoreshte alu, all the kind of Persian food.
Khanasov was born and raised in Israel, but he grew up eating Persian cuisine and speaking Farsi. His parents came during the first big wave of Jewish immigrants from Iran, before the 1979 revolution.
Even my parents came 50 years ago and we born in here, we know all the culture.
He opened Shamshiri with his mother in 2001. It's since become a popular spot for Israeli Jews with Iranian heritage. They come here for a taste of the old country that's no longer possible to visit. About 200,000 Israelis have Persian roots. But the two nations are longtime foes. Iran cut ties with Israel after the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Tens of thousands of Iranian Jews immigrated to the Jewish state in the second big wave of immigration. Orly Noy is one of them. She was born in Tehran and left during the revolution.
As a part of the Jewish minority community in Iran, my parents thought that since, you know, everything was so chaotic at the time and we didn't know how it was going to evolve, then the first thought was to at least get the children, my brother and myself, out of Iran.
Noy is a translator of Farsi literature to Hebrew. Like many Iranian Jews in Israel, she has kept in touch with family in Iran. There are still thousands of Jews living there. It's one of the only Middle Eastern countries, aside from Israel, with a large Jewish community. After the United States killed Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani, Israel's prime minister applauded the move. Israel's security forces went on alert. But Noy worried about her relatives in Iran. They traded messages on WhatsApp.
I just sent, you know, how are you guys doing? And they said, well, we hope for the best, and we hope that things don't deteriorate and that everybody is, keeps safe, but not much more elaborate than that.
They have to be careful because Iran's government sees Israel as an enemy.
You know, you need to be smart when you speak and always take into consideration that somebody might be, you know, monitoring the conversation and never do anything that might put them in any sort of danger.
In spite of the risks, some Jews from Iran actually visit Israel by traveling through a third country. But these trips are apparently becoming more rare. Iranian Jews in Israel say they hope for a day when they can go back to visit. Until then, they're intent on keeping the memory of Iran alive. But it's a memory of a country that in some ways no longer exists. In his Jerusalem office, Tzion Hasid plays a CD of Iranian Jewish music. He's the head of an organization of Iranian immigrants to Israel. On his office wall, there's a flag with a lion and a sun. It's the national flag Iran used before the revolution. He says the music makes him nostalgic for those days. I'm glad that I was born in such a country, he says. It was free and pleasant to live there, thank God. There were singers, there was history, there was culture, there was education. He left Iran in 1963. He says he faced anti-Semitism there, but he was also a Zionist and dreamed of living in the holy city of Jerusalem one day. Today, Hasid says he feels no clash between his Iranian and Israeli identities. He tells a story, it might be a legend, about the former Israeli ambassador who served in Iran before the revolution. Like Hasid, the ambassador was both Iranian and Israeli, and he refused to choose between the two countries.
I'm sorry. I have two eyes.
Hasid tears up a bit as he repeats what he says were the ambassador's words. I have two eyes, a left eye and a right eye. I can't distinguish between the two. I love both of my eyes, Iran and the land of Israel. For The World, I'm Naomi Zevaloff in Tel Aviv.